Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, the Bachelor podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV, the Watch What Crappens podcast, and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks podcast, which you can find on iTunes. I'm here with Stephanie Wilder, mother effing Taylor, for crying out loud.
What's going on?
Hey,
hi.
I said F and you said the real word.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a very innocent person. Like, if somebody takes off their top in a pool, I'm going to be like, what?
I'm not. I've got balls. I'm going to hold their boobs. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
You're the most manliest co-host I've ever had, Stephanie.
Ronnie, can I hold your breastises?
Oh my God, when he held my breasts, I knew it was meant to be forever. My dad's going to be so proud of me.
I mean, maybe not for getting naked or whatever, but like for everything else.
You say I only let him hold my breasts. You know that girl is dating her dad. Like,
oh God, yeah.
Let's not even kid, guys. This is not a joke. This woman is probably boning her dad. But you know what? It led to a multi-million-dollar industry, whatever that is. So congratulations, ho. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show. We're recording this late night, so if we're loopy, it's because Stephanie's drunk. I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that.
Drunk on love. Drunk on emojis.
Drunk on romance.
You know what? I'm glad we're doing this because I just finished watching the episode and it's so fresh.
You know, it is fresher than anyone on it. That's for damn sure. Like, it's fresher in our minds than any of those girls are, or the guy, frankly. Those are some not fresh people.
No. No.
Those faces, they all look like remodels on HGTV. You know those houses or those shows where they flip houses, like flip or flop? These are like flip-flops. They're all flip-flops.
I have to say, macro note, that Nick did not impress me on this episode. He was much more charming on the first episode. He had zero personality. I found him to be really dry and really just, he looked kind of judgy and flat.
But that is Nick. I mean, I remember talking on Bachelor, the Bachelor in Paradise, which I like how everybody talks about it. They're like, well, I know you were in Paradise. And he's like, but I was in Paradise for a month. So anyway, when he was in Paradise, which is basically a skanky, cum-covered shit hotel room in Mexico. By the end of it, I mean, he barely got out of bed. He was just laying around looking exhausted the whole time. And that poor, boring girl who got stuck with him was like, but I just want you to feel things. And he's like, ugh, stop breathing, you know?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm getting off of him. Yeah. I think it's that he's exhausted himself already in episode one. And all like the preamble bullshit. He got all the, oh, gee, shucks. I'm just here to find love. I mean, I'm just a regular person. Hey, everybody, let's just be ourselves, okay? Yeah. I mean, just it's really sexy to me when you're just yourself, like your sexy self. And now he's tired. And he's like, exhausted. I don't give a shit. I don't want to hear your fucking boring story about your dead fiance or your dad or your master's degree in psy-fucking-cology. You're boring me. Move on.
He's like, please die.
And he's like, oh, there's the boobs. Yeah, bring them over here. Let's make out. Okay, now you fuck too.
Yeah, he's totally into the crazy whores, which is funny. Yeah.
But not even into them. Yeah. That's the thing that's just funny. It's like well, he's just tits, like, yeah, so. Right. Yes! It's weird. Something's wrong with him.
Well, this episode started. Yeah, he was like that the whole time. By the way, I'm sorry that I'm laughing more trailer park lung cancer than usual, but I probably have trailer park lung cancer. I got some lung thing last week, and it's still like, I don't feel bad, but it's still, you know, there. I've still got walls of gunk in my lungs. So I'm laughing like this.
Are your walls up?
You know, that just death breath. It's like the breath of death. So
I'm concerned that your walls are up.
You guys, my walls of mucus are up. Okay. I don't even give a shit if you love me. Just help my walls of mucus come down. That's all I can.
I want to bring them down. I want to bring your walls down, Ronnie.
Keep your shirts on and get me some medicine.
I want you to feel love in your bronchial tubes.
I just want to be loved for who I am. And who I am is someone who wants to be loved by you. These bitches are crazy.
Oh, my God. Especially Eliza Liz. Oh, oh.
Yeah, Eliza Liz. Oh, my God.
Crazy goodness. Abounded with that one. All right, let's get into it.
Okay, well, we opened with the girls who didn't get kicked off celebrating with plastic champagne glasses full of God knows what they bought at Costco for these bitches.
And Rachel, the lawyer, says, this is so good. It started out with a bang. She's like, guys, she's like, I got the first impression rose and I'm giddy. I want to stay around to continue to make first impressions. So she's a lawyer. She represents people. Your Honor, my client made two first impressions. That is not in dispute.
Your Honor, I would like to give my opening statement. He's like, we've already tried this case. Well, that being said, I'm giddy, and you don't know if something is murder unless you know what a person's feeling. Okay, so thank you. Hello. He's like, no, you meant goodbye. No, I didn't.
I would like to stick around this courtroom and continue to make opening statements. Oh, God.
You guys, I am giddy. That jury is so hung. I don't want them ever to leave.
I want to just continue on hanging juries.
My least favorite word is adjourned. I will not go to bed. You know, this bitch is also crazy because she wears necklaces that you have to read. I really hate when people do that. And she's not only putting like a stupid name. It probably is not even a name. It's probably like Safari. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my computer right now. What are you scratching? Oh, my dog is raping his bear. You are the bachelor. No, you go for it. Get it, Beeler. I'm so sorry. He looked at me like I beat him because I yelled at him while he was raping his bear.
Could Beeler come over and hold my breast? With his paws.
If only these paws could talk, Stephanie. But anyway, she's got necklaces that you have to read. It's like a stupid name. And then there's another one under it with like tiny little letters. I'm like, bitch, I am not. If you want someone to stare at your tits, do it the old fashioned way and get a boob job. Stop wasting my time. I'm 40.
Safari. Yeah.
It's like suntan lotion.
We never saw Rachel really because Corinne stole the show.
Yeah, Rachel was probably sleeping because she's like, you guys only slept 2 hours. Okay, good night.
All right. So the first date card comes and with Chris, who's wearing a casual like jean button down shirt.
Yeah, that's weird. That was weird.
Like, hey, ladies, did I mention that I'm divorced? So
it's like, hey, ladies, it's the new me in a denim button down.
I'm taking all of Nick's overflow. Come on. Nick's been around this bachelor pad as long as I have. Let's face it.
Anyone need to cry? Come to Papa. The blowjob shack is open.
So here's who gets the group date. Corinne, Vanessa, who we never hear from, Sarah.
Girl, all those names started coming and I was like, Alexis, is this a cabbage Haley, patch doll factory?
Yeah.
No Jasmine. One knows who all them girls are.
Right.
Some girls really went. Matter. Yeah, some girls went.
All right. So all the girls start screaming and carrying on. And then, all right, let's skip over to, we find out that they are going to be having photos taken by some photographer named Franco.
The gayest, oldest, most dried up, blue eyeshadow wearing motherfucker I've ever seen.
I mean, that guy was either in character or he's just hopped on a gay pride float in the parade. Was that mustache even real? Is he in the Bronski beat? What's going on with him?
He did look like he was drawn on like Grand Theft Auto. He was just like too gay. If he was in the gay pride parade, he was on the Sephora float before it crashed into the burning sun and melted all over the place.
I was wondering what what was happening with his outfit.
It
he
was
was
like a jumper
such
with
character.
It was like a jumper with flowers everywhere. And he literally talked like this. He's like, okay, ladies. Come to Papa.
He talked like our impression of Roberto.
Yeah, from Finding Prince Charming.
Like, well, I'm going to be taking pictures of you. So, what character do you want to be?
Some of you are going to be bridesmaids, and I don't even want to hear you complain about it. So, these girls have to do a wedding shoot.
Shut up. Get out of here if you're going to complain.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear it.
They have to do this photo shoot dressed up like either brides or bridesmaids, and they're all given like funky costumes. Like there's an 80s bridesmaid, and there, you know, there's all these different themes. Redneck. Yes, there's the redneck, who shockingly they didn't give to the actual redneck. I mean, she was like pregnant with a rifle. So it was like, how come the actual redneck didn't get that?
Wait, wasn't that Raven?
The actual redneck, the dried out girl with too much bass.
Oh, it wasn't her. No, wasn't it?
No, it was the dolphin shark. It was the girl who dressed like the dolphin and then...
Jersey.
Yeah, she just talked like this to stay in character, I guess, which is really offensive to the South, okay? So, whatever, lady. Yeah. Whatever, dolphin shark. But they... they take all these convertibles. I love the ads on TV. They're like, oh my God, convertibles! I was like, I dare you to pronounce the name of this convertible, because none of you bitches even know what it is.
That's never real. That's crazy. What if it rains?
So they go to this, shoot. What were they dressed? I see like a wall of names. I've got Corinne, Vanessa, Haley, Lacey, Brittany. Like, who? It's like a bunch of white lady names.
Haley, okay, I'll just give you a quick rundown of what I remember. Haley was dressed as like a biker bride. One of them, I don't remember which one, was it Lacey? Was the one who was from like Eve from the Garden of Eden, topless?
Yeah, that was the girl who had that drunk face last week. And she's like, I didn't get any time with him, holding that giant glass of wine. That was that girl. She had to be naked. That was awkward.
Oh.
The hick was the one. Yeah. She was like, well, I don't even care what Nick could wear. I mean, he looks good, but he would look good in a potato sack. My brothers don't necessarily, but they still wear them. God bless their hearts. That poor dumb hick is going to get just broken on this show. We're about to watch the breaking of a hick.
I know.
So.
And then Corinne or whatever was beach wedding. And I don't know what the other ones were.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, the dolphin chick was the pregnant one. Okay, so this is where Corinne, the crazy girl, every time they even show her face, it's like, doom, 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 doom. It's like that kind of hoarding music.
Yeah. Yep.
She's like, crazy. She's like, I need to kiss him. Because, like, I was first. I was the first one to get a first impression. Wait, what'd she say? She's like, I'm the first one that got, like, a first rose, and then my name was first on the card, on the date card, so I'm really better at being first. Like, it's better than being number two or going number two. And I'm like, what you got against pooping?
Give her a few years.
I'm like furious at her because she hates pooping. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah. What kind of a freak doesn't like pooping? She's a loser.
It's the one time a day, or three, depending on who you are. It's the one time a day you can just sit there and read your iPad, not have to listen to your dad asking for a massage or whatever.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by the Squatty Potty, by the way.
Please don't talk about the Squatty Potty, because my friend is obsessed with it, and now all he talks about is his poop. He's like, do you have the Squatty Potty, girl? I have never, ever pooped like that. And I was like, no, that's ridiculous. And he's like, you put your feet up on it, and then the way that your poop comes out, it's like, because that's how they used to do it in the old days, because they would like squat into holes in the ground, and then their poop would naturally come out. I'm like, yeah, in the old days, no one had teeth. They all died when they were 20. Their food tasted like shit because no one had any like barbecue sauce or anything.
Yeah.
Stop telling me about the old days. I don't want to live like a caveman, okay? We've evolved, you fucking idiot. But enjoy sitting in your like nouveau squat position, you weirdo.
Yeah, hope you have a good Entertainment Weekly. Okay, Let's see. Oh, so Corinne says after her thing about the first and that, and she, when she unfriends us by not liking pooping, she says that she is going to be using her sexuality, and she's wearing a bikini. And like, if anyone else is going to be sexy, like the other girl who's topless, she's going to literally punch her in the face.
Yeah.
Which made me think she either doesn't know the difference between literally and figuratively, or this is going to be a great season.
Both. I think both can be true.
Yeah.
And her whole goal, she's like, I'm definitely going to kiss him again. And the therapist, why did the therapist say, why did the therapist lady say, that was an attempt to psych me out and I don't appreciate it. But she's already pissed off at this Corinne girl because Corinne's like, he's amazing. I'm amazing. We're going to make amazing babies. So, like, seriously, shut up. So she gets mad at the girl in the bikini bottom. She's like, that girl's trying to upstage me in her bikini bottom. These are assigned costumes, okay? So she decides that she's trying to come up with a big plan on how to, like, upstage this girl. So I'm like, right. Is she going to sit on his face? Like, what's she going to do? She's going to do something big, right? So right. The Las Vegas wedding is that girl with the biggest mouth I've ever seen. She looks like a hungry hippo who's on a diet because she's skinny. She's not fat. But her mouth is, like, unhinged. Do you know who I'm talking about? The Las Vegas wedding with a giant mouth.
I don't know which girl that is. Is it the... Is that a... No.
She's Kristen giant, was the she's second She's giant date. Face. Like, it's terrifying to look at her face. And then she keeps opening her mouth during the photo shoot. And I just want to... I just wish someone had, like, a volleyball to get in there. So, I mean, that thing is huge. It's like you don't even throw popcorn in that girl's mouth. It wouldn't be fair. She'd catch everything. She's like a giant fake tooth vortex, just sucking in all the happiness around her, this girl.
Oh, my God. I want to know which girl it is now.
You'll see. Huge face.
All right. We'll figure it out.
So the photographer's like, oh, someone needs a little spanking. And so she's like spanking him. And then she gets down on her knees and does like a blowjob pose. I'm like, wow. They really pulled out the classy chicks for Nick.
Oh, but that's what he wants. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think really that is weird. What he wants. Yeah. So Biker Wedding is the rebel chick who opens orphanages in Africa or whatever.
Yeah, Haley.
Yeah, and she's like, this is like totally biker because I'm wearing a wedding dress, but I also have like a leather like bustier thing over it. And I'm like, that's just bad dressing.
Yeah.
Like, who dresses like that?
She hasn't really had any time on the show, and she's pretty.
She's pretty, yeah. She's very pretty. She's
intelligent, so I think it's weird, the ones that have gotten time and the ones that haven't.
Yeah, I don't trust intelligent people on this show. Corinne is, like, bitterly eating carrots. She's like, look at the biker lady. Oh, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, and she's, by the way, she's also has a glass of wine in her hand. And did you notice this? She's already seeming drunk at the beginning of this. Every time she's doing like her OTFs, she's already seeming kind of like a little woozy. I noticed that she's drinking a glass of wine and no one else is drinking during this. And you know it's bad when the girls go to their OTF with their wine in their hand. Like, they're like, can we talk to you over here with the camera for a minute? Can we interview? Yeah, hold on. Let me get my wine.
Yeah, that's one of those girls. I was wondering about her drunk level because she was drunk early, but she just kept going. I think she's one of those girls who stays thin with Adderall, and then they get drunk, and they can't get tired from being drunk because they're on so much Adderall. So they're just, like, drunk but awake. It's a weird thing she's doing, and her tits are going to pop. Like, her heart is going to pop so hard that her tits splatter all over the windshield. Like, she needs to calm down.
But she's not controlling but she is drunk. You can tell that she's hammered.
Yeah, but she's not like sleepy hammered. Do you know what I mean? She's like, I'm seeing that guy screwed me. She's like, I got screwed me. I'm going to beat a bitch up. Like, she's a scary kind of drunk.
Yeah.
She's like Rodney King. Like, I shouldn't say Rodney King because that was so horrible. But she's like someone who's like, so who am I trying to say? Like, you know, people on TV when they're just so drunk, like, no one can even take them down. Like, they don't even know if they get shot or whatever, you know?
Like on Cops?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like that kind of drunk. Sorry I said Rodney King. That was rude. It's first That's thing, okay. Word association. So
he's dead, right?
Yeah. And it's not like he really had a chance. I mean, they just beat the shit out of him. He wasn't like the Hulk. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know those guys, they show like a crackhead and they're like the Hulk and they shoot him 20 times and they can't come down. Anyway, already apologized. Don't write me letters. So let's see here. Then there's the 80s wedding with a special ed teacher. And I'm like, that poor thing had to be the bride that doesn't comb her hair, you know?
Yeah, that was bad. She shouldn't wear a side ponytail.
Yeah, it's not
Vanessa
for her.
Does not have the face for a side pony. Sorry. True story.
Jasmine, the basketball player, was like, oh, I'm not trying to be in the background, so I'm going to make this work for me. So she's a bridesmaid, but she insists on taking pictures with him and then like starts kissing him really hard.
Oh.
And it's just, I feel bad for her.
Yeah. She makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then Taylor, the therapist, has her date and it's super uncomfortable. She's like, he starts egging her on to be like kind of romantic. The photographer,
right.
He's like, make it happen. And she looks at him and she goes, I'm really starting to like you and it's scaring me. Oh my God, it was scaring me too. She just barely met the guy.
He's like, this is your real moment. This moment is real. I need you to grasp it. Oh, good.
So they kind of make out and he looks unimpressed.
Yeah, he is not impressed. And
with anybody.
This guy has not had to make out with someone with their natural teeth in a long time. Like, I noticed she has one tiny tooth. I mean, that's normal, you know? It's like normal teeth that haven't been pulled out and refixed with, you know, porcelain or whatever. Or plastic. I mean, some of these girls just look terrible. But, you know, a guy like Nick, he cares about his fake teeth. He's put a lot of Groupon coupons towards those teeth. He is not going to be with some tiny tooth lady with hair growing out of her temples.
No. You know what I mean? I know he's probably looking at her mouth and going, I don't, what are those?
What
are
is those, wrong with there's... that? What happened to you?
Were you in an accident?
Are some you kind European? Of an accident
that took your teeth?
Did the tooth fairy like come and just like, put baby teeth in the side of your mouth? Like, what happened to you? It's like the evil tooth fairy stealing teeth and putting in baby teeth.
He's like, you scare me. Some kind of voodoo is happening in your mouth. I don't like it.
And then Corinne is off on the side. She's like, it hurt watching that. I like wanted to throw up everywhere.
Yeah, I have a headache. But I'm going to figure out a way to have Nick all to myself.
He takes some break or something. He's like walking past them. And she's doing that look where she's just staring at him like, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes right now. Look into my... Okay, didn't look into my eyes. That son of a bitch didn't even look into my eyes. Who the fuck does he think? I love you. There he is. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Look into my... Nope, he's just peeing on a bush. God damn him!
But speaking of that, back at the ranch, Elizalez is reminds us on her OTF that she porked Nick at the wedding. And none of the other girls know about it.
Did you
notice this? She's kind of like rocking back and forth with like a faraway look in her eyes, like she's in some kind of like a Lifetime Movie Network movie.
Yes, I feel so bad for this girl. She is like, she really is just the first girl who ever gave a blowjob in junior high. You know, she's like that girl. She's like, you know, she did something with someone at a gas station and now, you know, you still think of it years later, even though everybody's given a blowjob by now. Half the guys have even given a blowjob by now, but we still look at that girl like, that's the hoe.
Yeah,
that's that girl, you know, she's got like a big back tattoo and it looks like a Chinese restaurant sign. And then she's wearing like backless shorts that just don't work. Everything about her. She's like, I have glasses that don't have lenses in them just so I could look smart. Look, I'm wearing a sweater and my hair always looks like I just got out of the shower because I'm the girl next door. Who will fuck you? It's like, whoa, what are you right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Make up your mind, Liz.
She's just sitting and smiling at the other girls like, I have a secret. I have a secret.
Yeah, she sure does have a secret. You can fix your teeth, but you can't fix your gums. So brush up, bitches.
So then we go back to the photo shoot, and Corinne is getting drunk.
Yeah. Corinne is getting shit-faced, and then Nick comes out in his tiny leaf thong. Did you say that?
So
he's dressed like Adam, and he has to wear this little Adam from the Bible. For those of you who don't know, he has to come out in a leaf thong and take a picture with the drunk-faced girl with a big glass of wine, who now has extensions covering her boobs or whatever. And yeah. She's like, I feel so insecure. And everyone's like, oh my God, her body's amazing. What a bitch. I hate that bitch. I hope she dies. And Corinne is telling us how she's upset that she didn't get that outfit. She's like, I would have been better for that outfit. I'm like, more sex appeal. I'm like, that doesn't make sense, A. And B, there's a fly flying around your head. And the cameramen loved that fly. Like, every time Corinne was around, from now on, there was a fucking fly around her head.
I honestly can't believe how dumb she is.
Yeah. She runs a multi-million dollar industry. How dare you?
Yeah. I have a really big job. And, like, my dad buys me chocolate donuts every morning. But that's just because we're friends. Like, we're cool that way. But, like, I'm in charge of the business.
Yeah. My dad brings me donuts, but it's just because he likes to see me swallow during work hours. So, think what you want. I would have caught her in that.
I don't understand. Like, she has such issues.
She does, but they're those kind of issues that you don't want to fix. It's like when somebody comes into the emergency room, but they're just about to bleed out. And you're like, you're too messy. Just have him die in the other room. Like, we can do nothing for her, you know? That's
That's
what she's like to me. Like, that girl's just too fucked up. She's hopeless. Like, what are you going
to
do?
She is. But then you have to ask yourself why. Well, I guess you don't have to ask yourself anything. We're just watching The Bachelor. Just watch The Bachelor. Stop asking yourself things.
But what would I ask myself things if I were an introspective type? Why
is he giving her roses?
I think he's basically like, look, she gave me her tits. The next person to give me a blowjob gets to fly in a helicopter. I mean, like, he doesn't, it's not like he's really trying to hide what he's there for, because he did give her, so we didn't get to this yet. So she gets in the pool and she wants to upstage the leaf girl. So she's like, well, that girl thinks that she got to show her boobs. Well, fine. I'm going to show my boobs. So she gets in the pool and she takes off his shirt first. And everyone's like, oh my God, as if he's not shirtless like 80% of the time. And then she takes off her top and they're like, oh my God, that girl is showing her boobs in the pool. And the gay guy's like, oh yes. Oh my God. This is like art. What are these things on you? These are crazy. Are those candles? I love a candle. Smile. Feel it. It's the real. Do you know what I mean?
He's like, oh, she's adorable. Oh, this is the greatest ever.
And she's super not. And then she's like kind of turned into him so that her boobs aren't all out, you know? And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. She's like being a whore, but in like a demure way, you know? And then she's like, fuck it. And she just turns around straight to the camera. And she's like, yeah, it's my boobs. Yeah. And the girl's like, oh my God. I'm like, you girls all have about $10,000 in your chest right now. Stop acting like you ain't ever seen a girl try to get something with boobs.
I guess, but this was very over the top.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, this girl's crazy psychotic whore. So, of course, and the therapist, everyone was like really uncomfortable, okay? And the photographer gets to pick the winner. So at least we can give Nick credit for this, because he did not pick her. But, of course, Corinne wins, you know, because she showed a gay guy some boobs.
Oh, I thought Nick chose. Okay, so he chose.
Yeah, well, he chose her the first time.
Okay. Yeah, and then they got to have some one-on-one time, but they never showed it, which is odd. Interesting.
She literally has zero to say, this girl. This Corinne. Nothing. Girl. She has nothing to say. So they have a just married shoot on the just married car, and the rebel chick, you know, the rebellious one that we're disappointed in, and God damn it, Ronnie, disappointed in so far, is like, my family would be mortified if I did that. The orphans in Africa would be mortified. I mean, they would tear down that school. That was horrifying. Like, oh, come on. So Corinne is like, I won. And she still has flies flying around her head.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then in her, she's so hammered in her OTF. She's like, Nick held my boobs today. I mean, he held my boobs. Like, no one's ever held my boobs that way, and no one ever will. Until next month when I'm off the show and want to get a discount at Starbucks.
Yeah, or when I do, you know, like, when I get my bonus at work. At night, Corinne immediately pulls Nick away. She's like, can I talk to you? He's like, okay, sure, what's up? It's like exhausted. It's like, sure. And she's like, ah, blah, blah, blah. And the girl's like, oh my God, that's the girl with the boobs in her hat. Remember when her boobs, blah, blah, blah. And the basketball girl's like, that girl is so insecure, she needs her tits held. Which I thought was...
And by the way, she had a different, another drink in her hand. For this little, for when she's being cozy with Nick, she's got, she keeps changing. Now she has champagne in her hand.
Yeah, she's messy.
Yeah.
She tells
she is,
him.
She's messy drunk. The other girls are like, okay. Nick might find her attractive, but like he doesn't want that in a wife. And then there's just a smash cut to Nick going, I'm so impressed by you. You're so sexy.
Yeah. Well, how is anybody going to trust Nick as a wife? I mean, this guy has basically had so many buffets of pussy. Like, he's gone to the Golden Corral, the Great American Buffet, and, I don't know, the Great American Seafood Buffet by the Fresh and Easy. Like, he's gone to all of those within a year. If anything, he's taught how to be the perfect sociopath and say whatever dumb bimbos need to hear to just keep them at home cooking, you know?
I think that's the problem with the show, though, is that when he's been on The Bachelor, when he's been on The Bachelorette, he's had to kind of work on it a little bit, work for it.
Yeah.
You know, be charming. But now that he's The Bachelor, he doesn't even need to do anything.
And he literally is not combing his hair. I mean, there are times when I'm like, did you just get up off of something? Because the back of his hair is sticking up. He's all sweaty. He looks just exhausted to even be outside. I think he probably taken something because he's sweating a lot and like doing this with his teeth.
Now I'm starting to realize, though, why these people behind the scenes say he's an asshole.
Yeah, he looks like he's jacked up on coke the whole time or sleeping because he's sweating too much for a thin person.
Interesting.
And, he looks exhausted.
Yeah, and he just really looks like he just doesn't have to do anything. He does have that sociopath, like, whatever. They're all going to try to fuck me anyway, so what difference does it make? I should just do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try to hide. Like, he's just making out with multiple people. I've never seen anything like it, even on The Bachelor. He's just constantly making out with somebody.
Yeah, I dated a really handsome guy once who was like that. He was just, like, worthless. I mean, he wouldn't do shit. And he didn't want to. Like, he had no desire to do any. I had to make him do everything. It was like, take a shower, brush your teeth. I was like, what are you, a fucking mound of clay? Do something, you know? But he was hot, so I kept him around. But then finally, we got in some stupid fight about, like, leaving something in the microwave too long, as people do. And I was like, look, dude, you know, you can microwave your own shit. And he's like, but you're here. And I was like, you are not hot enough to be this worthless. Get out. And that's how I feel with Nick. Like, you're cute, but you are not that cute, okay?
No.
And time's a-ticking. You already got plugs, and God knows how many different wigs you're switching in and out of there. You got teeth glued on that are too big for your mouth. Like, you got some ish. So, make an effort.
Yeah, but now that he's on the show, he's just kind of lost it. I guess we'll see. We'll see as time goes on.
He lost it on day two of that Bachelor in Paradise show, if you ask me. He looked exhausted on that whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I can't wait
to see how it plays out.
He's private time with private timing with Corinne. And she's like, yeah, but I just wanted to tell you that, like, when I feel something, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So, like, if I like you, I'll be like, oh my God, like, you know? That's a quote.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
That's a direct quote. And also, she doesn't wear sleeves.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just like, shut up, let's make out more. So they make out, and then she gets tears in her eyes, and she's like, I'm really falling for him. And she'll probably throw up soon, because I've not eaten.
I want to throw up in Nick's mouth, because I just want to always be kissing him, even when I'm puking.
Have you ever had someone puke on your deck? So, feels great, by the way. Okay, so I don't know why I'm being disgusting. It's because it's late.
It's so very late.
She goes back to the girls, and she's like, guys, I like have a hard time explaining how I feel about Nick. He's like Prince Charming. And when I was in the pool, I was like, this is meant to be. And the girl's like, that's so romantic. Bitch. Who is this bitch? I'm gonna kill this bitch. I'm gonna kill that bitch too. I'm gonna kill her first. They're ready to kill a bitch.
Yeah, they are getting so pissed off at her. And she doesn't care at all.
Yeah. And Jasmine, so then, the basketball player, is next.
Oh, wait, I thought Raven.
Which one's Raven?
Oh, the Hick? Raven is, yeah, Hick.
Yeah, Jasmine, the basketball player lady, or the basketball cheerleader, just went up to him. And she's like, oh my God, you're so cute. I just want to kiss you. So they made out. Like, that girl is doing nothing. She's like, I'll just make out with him every time and he'll keep me. Which is not a bad move.
Yeah.
So poor dried out Raven Hick. God bless her heart. Is he looking for a nice girl? Someone who will pop her tits out at any moment? Is everything about him true? I left a lot at home for him.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I was cheated on. No, he's like, no, this was Nick. He goes, so, I don't know, what's your deal? What, have you ever dated before? Or,
yeah.
I'm tired. Well, you're going to have to, I don't know, tell me something, entertain me. She's like, well, I was doing spirit fingers one night, and my boyfriend was doing spirit fingers in a different way with another lady. And he's like, oh, okay.
He's like, so ketchup or mustard?
Yeah.
Go.
And he's like, yeah, I've been cheated on before. And she's like, oh my God. So like, you know, right? Like, I'm not bitter. Like, I'm one of those people who's like, has like such an adventure for life.
In my store. I mean, my store is such an adventure. You know, trying to tell little girls where to get their first cutoffs. I mean, that's a big moment in people's life. Huge.
Yeah. Now, I want you to stand up and we're going to do a hog call. You ready? He's like, sit the fuck down, you cunt. What?
You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a man who wants to shoot at the moon. He's like, oh, shoot for the moon? No. That fucking moon is so bright, I want someone to shoot it. I'm sick of that damn moon. Who told the moon to come in through my window in the middle of the night spying on me? Shoot that moon! You're a man. Shoot it! He's like, you're exhausting me.
Oh my God.
She actually told him. Now, I'm not saying you're an asshole, but I am attracted to assholes, and you are an asshole. I'm
like, what? Yeah. And he's like, well, you know what? I kind of am. He's like, now that, you know, I'm the bachelor, I'm going to tell it like it is. Yeah, I'm kind of a dick. And she's like, well, that's good.
I like assholes. I'm glad we're
being honest.
They're like travel hoes for poo-poo. And I love to poo-poo. It's like, well, that's good to hear, Corinne.
Oh, my God.
So
okay.
Sad because I was like, yeah. This girl just gets hurt over and over. And she's going to, again, have fun with that. Yeah. Next date.
Back at the house, though, it's date card time. And Elizabeth reminds us again that she fucked Nick at Jade and Tanner's wedding, you know, 9 months ago. I had sex with him. You know, it happened. And that's when she's sitting on the couch with the glasses and like a hoodie.
God. Her Tina Fey. I'm like, look, yeah. Bitches. Wearing glasses from Claire's with a hoodie and like semi-wet hair does not make you Tina Fey. She worked really hard to become Tina Fey, okay?
Yeah.
You know how hard she's worked keeping thin and trying to keep up with you bitches? And now you're trying to be her? I mean, the irony.
Exactly. So she's like, I hope I'm on the date card. She's like, I really want the one-on-one date because I really want to talk out what happened and remind him like that we had sex at Jaden Tanner's wedding and like talk about it and all the ins and outs and like what happened and like just really lay it out and like talk about it. The fact that we had sex.
The way he came on my face, like, it was just so confident. He never even got a full hard on. I mean, I literally did not know it was coming. And before you know it, I mean, the man spelled a word. I couldn't even see what it was because when I looked in the mirror, it was backwards.
Yeah.
But I know it said something. I just thought I'd wait for it to dry or something, but it was gone by the next day. My pillow was stained. Like, shut up. God. No one cares. Stop talking.
I know. Well, we're going to get to that. But first, Danielle M., the NICU nurse with the dead fiance, gets the date card.
And it says...
Then she starts crying. You think she lost another fiance. She's like, oh, God. Oh, I'm getting the date card. Oh.
He died on a date. The card says, our relationship is about to take off. And I was like, girl, I hope he did not die in a plane crash. Oh. This show just likes to torture these hoes.
Oh, my God.
But that girl, Danielle M., she's the mousy nurse who talks like this. And she talks in baby voice. And she's very timid.
And it's awkward to watch her. I literally was like, you know what? I'm making dumplings right now. And I got up and went to make dumplings. It's like, I can still hear it.
Yeah, we're on a helicopter right now, so it's going to be a little hard to hear me. No, it's always fucking hard to hear you. Speak up. So annoying.
Why
I do not
you,
like baby voice.
Why would you put a girl who can't talk loud on a helicopter? Like, this exactly. girl has no chance.
None. Meanwhile, Elizalaz is looking like she's going to try to find some arsenic and poison Danielle before she goes on her date. She's like, wow, I guess people don't want me to have some time with my future husband to talk about what happened between us at Jaden Tanner's wedding.
Jaden Tanner, 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 Jana, 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 Jade, Jade, Jana, who are they? Jaden Tanner. Jaden Tanner. If this was a musical, that would be the song that would be just reprising all the fucking time.
I know.
Like, shut up about Jaden Tanner. He's an abusive asshole, and she's a worthless, useless, no self-confidence, massive piece of shit who's too lazy to get a damn job and support herself. Watch Marriage Boot Camp before you bring up Jaden
exactly.
goddamn Tanner again.
And then
what a waste of space those two
thank
are.
Thank you. Okay, so back at the group date, Corinne goes and interrupts the one from New Jersey. I guess that's Alexis.
The dolphin lady?
Yeah. So that she can have more one-on-one time. And that's when the other girls really start to freak out.
Yeah.
And Corinne's really drunk. So she like makes out with Nick a little bit more. And then she goes back and she sits down and she's like, you guys, my nipple may or may not have been hanging out when I was talking to him.
I felt really bad for Dolphin Shark because she was like, well, first I'm stuck in this fucking dolphin suit. He's like, it was a shark. Dolphin suit all day. And then today I'm a pregnant bride and I had to talk in an accent all day to keep it real. He's like, okay, well, I really want to know about you. So where are you from? And she's like, I'm from Seacock. And it's like, hi, do you mind if I interrupt? It's like, oh God, the girl just got to say Seacock and that's it. And you totally cut her off. What timing?
Yeah, but then she just leaves.
The therapist is all mad. Okay. She's like, she does not have the talking stick right now.
Right. And so then Corinne gives a little talk where she's like, guys, one thing, okay? If you can't handle like being interrupted, why did you even come here?
Hello.
I would rather have Nick than any friends at the end of this. Or even now. I don't want to have friends now.
Yeah, you guys. Like, I'm here to win. So if you're not here to, like, win, then just, like, don't win. Like, what do I care? You're just going to be not winners. So, like, I'm going to interrupt because that's what you do. Like, just drunk. Yeah. And these girls want to kill her.
Yeah.
So
the like, cheers, bitches.
Cheers. So the therapist goes over to talk to Nick, and he's like, oh, wow, you're a therapist. What's your income? Tell me about this job. And she's like, well, I got my bachelor in 3 years. And, you know, therapy's about vulnerability. And when you're vulnerable, and Corinne's like, excuse me, do you mind if I interrupt? Gonna make out Nick.
She's like, I mastered in vulnerability, and walls coming down. So I'd like to talk to you about that. Excuse me. Knock, knock. Yeah.
It's like, about to kick the wall down. Okay. That's how she's we like do it.
Sharknado. She's like a Corinado. She sits down and then she's like,
she's a hornado.
Just wanted to come over here and make out.
Yeah.
Okay. So meanwhile, Taylor goes back and she's like, listen, I am not going to be intimidated by like this bitch.
Oh, and she tells her, she's talking to Big Face. Okay. Like, I cannot stop looking at this woman's mouth. It's terrifying. So she's talking to her and she's like, listen here, Big Face. I mean, that girl got in my way again. And if you really know Nick, you know this isn't what he's looking for. I'm like, you do not really know Nick.
No.
Okay, lady with a chalkboard on your therapy door. You don't know him.
Okay, but then this was really funny. This actually got hilarious. So Taylor goes back and interrupts because she wants more time. She's like, can I interrupt? And then Corinne's like, okay. So she gives him a hug, and then she storms out. Then she's like, goes back to all the other girls. She's like, I interrupted and was talking to him, and then this bitch, Taylor, comes over, and she re-interrupted me, which I think is very rude.
This is a way to go about things, okay? I go about things very classy, and it's not directed at any character, but that girl directed at my character. The winning character in a movie, and she's like, listen here, lady, I'm gonna make a direct hit in your gut, and then she shot me. And you know what? If you shoot me, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm like, whoa, someone reeled this bitch in. She gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, but Nick is into it.
Yeah, Nick likes
then
it.
Then Nick and Taylor. So did you notice this was when I was like, oh my God, this guy's an asshole. I mean, listen, Taylor's not great, but Nick is just staring at her and he couldn't look any less interested.
I know. His eyes, he does this thing when he's really bored where his eyes start to cross.
Yes.
Which also drugs, but his eyes are like slightly crossing and he's just leaning back and sweating all over himself. Like, are you real? And why are your teeth so little?
Yeah. And she's like, you know, when you do this one thing, have you ever noticed this thing that you do that's like a thing that you sometimes do? And he's like, yeah, I sometimes do that. And he's like, yeah. She's like, it's so cute.
Yeah, she's like, the worst, though, because she goes, you know that thing? I've noticed it. You do this thing where you get this look like you're going to say something, and then you just, like, go with it. Like, and then he speaks. You fucking, what kind of therapist are you? Like, I see you thinking about speaking and then you speak. Ding, ding, ding. Like, how much do I owe you? Get out of here.
And sadly, I've had therapists like this. I've had worse.
I've noticed that, like, your mouth moves and then your chest moves. And then you're like, am I going to breathe? And then you do it. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so cute. I'm breathing. I'm like,
look at you and your goals. It's amazing.
I like how he's so bored. He's like, well, thanks for coming back. And she's like, she goes, well, we didn't kiss, but it was in the eyeballs. It's like, okay.
She's like, one thing that I know about Nick is he is not just about somebody's like sexuality. Like, he really likes smarts. So his heart is coming to me and my brain because he likes it.
She's like, What? My brain. He likes my brain. I'm like, what gave you that impression? Boogers.
You're such a good therapist. You really like pay attention to body language and eye contact. Like, he couldn't even make eye contact with you. He was looking away from you the whole time.
You
and
could
you're
see
like,
eye boogers forming in his eyes. Okay. You could see the boogers forming in his eyes. He was bored. So next, Corinne and therapist. So she comes back. She's like, hi, anybody feeling things? And Corinne's like, so no hard feelings. I mean, it's just a situation we're in. And she's like, uh-huh. She goes, do you have a problem? She goes, no, I'm very happy with my time. She goes, well, you came back and you got more time. She's like, mm-hmm, yeah, because I wanted more. She's like, well, okay. As long as you're okay. She's like, I'm okay. She's like, are you okay? Are you? Because you're hesitating. She's like, nope. No, I'm okay. She's like, ugh. And then she tells us the story, like we didn't just see it. She's like, I told her, I was like, if you got a problem with me, you better let me know. And then she was all, whatever. If I have a whatever. And then she was a bitch. I'm going to shoot her in the face. I'm like, you need to calm down.
Yeah. And no one's even going to accuse me of like homicide, because it's not. It's murder. There's a difference.
And then she gave another speech to the girls. She's like,
yeah,
guys, as if she's not the one who's fuming mad. She's like, guys, look, we're all here for the same reason. It's going to get uncomfortable. It's going to get weird. And you're going to interrupt people sometimes. It's going to make people feel like shooting you in the fucking face. Okay? But the important thing is that you're true to yourself. And by people,
I mean me.
She's like, be there for yourself. Because it's all about you and yourself.
Yeah, and by you, I mean me.
Yeah, that sounds like a girl who's ready for marriage.
Yeah.
This girl was disturbing. Then
Raven goes to the camera. Yeah, he says if he's going for these girls that lead with their sexuality, no wonder it's his fourth time. Yeah. I mean, she goes, it's mean, but it's true.
Yeah. And that's the hick who's always getting cheated on. And that girl would ride a bus driver out of town. She doesn't care. Like, she doesn't care who it is. Like, she'll take anybody at this point. She's like, look, I've got about 2 ounces of moisture left in my body. I'm about to lose my hair. I will literally take anybody. But this man just is sad. This is a sad man. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, so here we go on Danielle's date. They helicopter, they land on a yacht, they have some champagne, and again, he's coming off like a douche.
Dumplings came out really well.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Well, did you get... But we come back from that, so you didn't miss much on that. Then we come back to the house, and Elizalyn is off to the side like, oh, it was so, so funny. She's cutting something, but you never really see what she's cutting.
It's a piece of fruit or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just cutting it like back and forth and back and forth, like for her spell that she's going to cast on the other girls. She's just getting that like crazier and crazier look in her eyes. And then she pulls Kristen aside to tell her about the Nick fuck that happened.
Oh, I saw this.
And then, so then they're outside and then she's like, can I tell you something? And Kristen's like, yeah, you could tell me anything. Like, I would never tell one person, which she ended up telling everybody. I would never tell one person anything that you say. She's like, okay, I met Nick beforehand at Jane and Tanner's wedding. And she's like, oh my God. And then suddenly they're inside and they're different outfits. And it's like a continuation of the story. I couldn't write this better if it was in a movie. They're totally in a different outfit. She's like, yeah, it was a really awkward night. There was like a lot of talking and then a lot of like, what was that? She does like a thing like she's doing the robot. Did you see that?
That's why I think he never got a hard on. Because she was saying she was like, it was like really weird and awkward. And I mean, we were drinking a lot and there was a lot of like, like robotic moves. And like, I was like,
But so, like 80s dancing? What were you doing? What was there a lot of?
It's funny how you see 80s dancing and I see limp dick. I'm like, he so did not get a hard on because robot symbolizes awkward. We didn't know what to do. And he ended up having to use machinery on me, you know?
Oh.
And then the next morning when he's like, let's get my number. She was thinking to herself, I couldn't even give the fucking guy a boner. Like, I'm so sure I'm going to date that loser again. And then she found out he was going to be on the TV show and was like, he spilled soap on my face. So
yeah,
I'm going to be with him forever.
So she tells this story to Kristen through 3 different outfits and 3 different settings. She just won't stop talking about it. And then she's like, they just keep going to her in a different, like suddenly Kristen's wearing like a leopard headband. And she's like, yeah. And I mean, I really need to talk to him about it because like, you know, I just really, because I mean, it was a great night. I mean, a little awkward, but it was like a good night. Like we really talked. I mean, I really want to see what's going on.
Did
like,
you guys seems, like, really do the robot? Because that dance is romantic, girl. Kristen's that mommy down the street. She's like,
yes.
She's like friends with your mom, and she's always like super positive and knows the gossip. And she's like, yes. Well, I would never say anything about Janice.
Yeah, except this
unless
one thing.
I can trust you, because Janice, her husband gambles a lot and he hits her sometimes. And you're like, oh my God, I thought you weren't going to tell anybody. Well, I just told you, and I can trust you, right?
That's exactly. You have her down to a T.
That is the girl with potato salad at the church barbecue.
Yes.
Every time.
Yep.
Feeding skinny bitches mayonnaise on purpose. So we forgot to mention that Corinne got the rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. After all that. We said it early, but we didn't bring it back up.
I just saw that in my notes. He gave her the rose, which is hysterical because she wrote that like 30 times. So he basically solidified, show me your tits or I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to Eliza Liz. I did not notice that she was in three different outfits.
Yeah, now we're back to Danielle and Nick.
I did notice that they were having the beginning of this talk in front of one of those pool flamingos that was kind of deflated, so it looked like it had a broken neck. And I was like, this is not a good sign for Liz. Not a good sign. Flamingo. Okay, so back on the date with Nick. So I just let my dough rise and put it through the ricer into the boiling water. So I had a minute. So I came back to watch. And also I heard Dead Fiancé. I was like, I don't care about these dumplings. I need to see this part. So he's like, I need to tell you about myself. Like, I'm hot and I've dated a lot of bitches. She's like, oh, well, thank you for sharing. My fiancé died of an overdose.
And I found him.
Yeah. And normally that's a turnoff on these shows. Just because,
and
you know,
this
it's
is
like
no exception.
It's a trope, you know, it's like the dead fiance trope. Right. It's become like a thing, I guess, on this show. So normally that's a turnoff, like, oh, here's the crying bitch with baby voice. Right. But Nick looked kind of interested. Because she might be sad, but if her fiance died of an overdose, she probably knows where to get good cover.
He's like, I'm not going to be able to tolerate that baby voice, though. We're going to have to fix that. I'm going to have to get this girl smoking.
So what exactly did he overdose on? What milligrams? Well, where did he get it? How much was it? Do you have the Venmo app?
Was it Vicodin? Was it off-brand? Was it generic or was it brand? Yeah, are there any left, or did he take them all for his overdose? Or
please tell me this was not a CVS brand overdose.
Oh my God!
He's like, can we do home visits right now? Did you go through his pockets before he died, and where is he buried?
Can we do home? Oh my God, where is he buried?
I told you, that's my trailer trash laugh coming out.
Oh my God, where is he buried? I want to exhume the body. What do you suspect foul play? No, I just want to see what's in his pockets.
Did he wear a jacket? Did you keep it?
Well, I guess so. I have some of his things. Let's go through it.
Do you remember any numbers that you wrote down on napkins? This is terrible.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we go over to the house, and Liz is like, oh, my God, if I don't get that date card, I mean, my face was stained. Like, I had lines on my face after that night. I really want that card. So she ends up being the last one to get called for this next group date. But she does get in. It's a lot of big faces. I think he kind of put the homely one. I mean, no offense, because there was a dental hygienist in there that's pretty cute. But I think he put all the kind of big-faced weirdos into one group so that he could just start picking them off one by one like a horror movie.
Yeah. And do you notice, like, Eliza Liz is a doula? Did you get the feeling that she's never gotten obsessed with one of her clients and, like, had a plan to steal their baby?
It's like, I know you didn't fuck the doula, honey. Please tell me you didn't fuck the doula.
Oh my god. Okay, so they go, so on the group date, they go to the Museum of Broken Relationships. Oof. And some couple pretends to have a big fight, and it's super obvious that it's part of the thing. So then we find out that that's what it's going to be. All the girls are going to practice breaking up with Nick.
I like that Kristen, they're walking on Hollywood Boulevard, which no matter how nice they try and make it look, it always just looks like a disgusting, skanky, drug-addled whore, like piss-smelling. Like, it's just because it is. You know, it's disgusting.
Right.
And Kristen's like, well, I hope we're going to be on a talk show. Like, poor Kristen really thinks this is her big break. I'm like, no.
Right.
No, honey.
No. You're at Hollywood and Highland.
We really don't need a more unfuckable Sally Jesse Raphael. Like, it's come and gone.
Oh, my
right?
God.
So funny. It's all this weird breakup stuff. So they have to get up on stage and do a breakup. And I just love that they have this because the symposium, it's called a symposium, which is hilarious in itself because it's basically a backyard with like 20 people in it.
Right.
And
including,
was,
by the way, the breakup players who get up. They're like an improv group.
They couldn't even get on a B team at the IO, girl.
I'd
been there. Okay. Been there.
Yeah.
I know of what I speak. So they have to break up with him. I really am starting to like the Russian dental hygienist chick. She's really funny. She doesn't do much, but whenever they show her, she makes me laugh. So let's see here. Who goes up first? Astrid and Nick, are they first?
I didn't even write down who went
Astrid
first.
Astrid goes, I don't know that I can even keep this rose. And he goes, I don't even know that I offered it to you. Which,
yes.
Look, not only is he a douchebag, but he's a terrible improviser. You never say no. You say yes and. It's like,
yeah.
I will not accept this rose. I didn't give you a rose. Well, I'm not finished this skiing trip with you. We're not skiing. We're at the pool. It's like, dude, can we do a scene here?
Exactly.
And then she goes, she breaks the rose on her knee, which probably made her bleed, idiot. And then he's like, hey, who let all these people into our house? I'm like, you are never going to be in improv. I hope they have like another 100 more spinoffs for you to join.
I know. You're
Your
never going to act.
Your career is over.
So, Josephine slaps him in the face. Josephine, who's really freaky looking.
The crazy cat lady.
Yeah. The crazy cat lady slaps him in the face.
Really hard,
very
too.
Very surprised. Yeah.
And it's almost like she's been dating him because she's like, how many more bottles will I have to pick up before you realize you're losing me? And he's like, okay, I'll stop drinking tomorrow. It's Ron's bachelor party. And she's like, clean your nose, you drug addict slut. I'm like, oh my God. It's like she's known him for years.
I know. I'm so glad that the other Elizabeth wasn't there to get triggered. Or Danielle, the NICU.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fiance.
Yeah. The dental hygienist is like, did you floss? And he's like, no. She's like, I break up with you. It's like, I like her. I like that she's sticking to her brand.
Yes.
And then Kristen does everything with her hair. I don't know if it got really obvious towards the end of the episode. She's one of those girls who does like nervous twirl on her hair. She can't stop twirling it. And then she gets angry and she does anger flicks on her hair. Then she tries to be cute and she pets her hair. Like, she's obsessed with her hair. So she's like, she goes, I cannot believe you're late when it took me 30 minutes to blow dry my hair. What is wrong with this girl? And Nick goes, well, it's good to see you finally taking care of yourself. Like, jeez.
Yeah.
She's like, you called me fat. He's like, next.
So then this is like the heart of the episode, the best part. We finally, what's her name, Elizalaz, gets her moment in the sun. And she decides that she's just going to go big or go home. And she reads something.
Out of a hamburger notebook. She's like, listen, I put on
my
glasses.
Like the scene, it was like Dustin Hoffman in not Mrs. in Tootsie, in my favorite movie, where it's just like do or die time, and he just goes rogue on the soap opera, and he just starts making up the lines.
Yeah.
And how he quits the soap opera.
Yeah.
It's like that. She's just like, so let me read this to you. And then it has nothing to do with breaking up. It's just like, when we were at Jade and Tanner's wedding, we had sex and you didn't fight for me. And that was really confusing because a lot of guys fight for me, but you didn't fight for me. And I hope this is sounding realistic to you guys, because Jade and Tanner's wedding was a real thing that happened, and I was really there, and so was Nick, and we really and truly had sex there. And I'm really hurt about it, because, like, I came here to find love, and, like, I don't know what's going on with us. So it was very confusing. It was like, did she really, is this reality? Is she breaking up with him?
Oh my God.
What's happening?
She was like, I wasn't ready to fully let you in, which is why you drew a star on my face. With your cum. And then you didn't even hand me a paper towel. And I waited for you, but you didn't fight for me. Now, this may be the end of the chapter because I'm out of pages in this hamburger notebook. But I hope that your book is more beautiful. Although it'll probably be more expensive than 99 cents, which is what I got this beaut for. Thank you. End of the story. Good night.
Well, she doesn't even say, like, she doesn't even give any room for that she might actually still be into it. She's like, so although I didn't find any love, I hope you do. Bye.
And one girl goes, wow, she went really deep into her backstory.
She's like, that's really realistic.
Kristen, who still thinks she's going to be on a goddamn talk show, is like, well, Nick did say that he wants a woman to challenge him, and she challenged him. You go, girl. I'm like, you are not Ricky Lake. You need to shut up over there, Kristen.
Exactly. And then is that the part where then does she tell all the other girls, like, something happened between those two, but I can't say what it is?
No, they go to this nightclub in the mall, basically.
Yeah.
In the mall on Hollywood. They go to this nightclub. And I was dying because it's like right outside is the Goldstone Cream or the Coldstone Creamery and like a McDonald's with a fancy sign. And I was like, oh, I love this show. So anyway, he basically is like, shit, this girl just totally told them about me, you know, writing the word soap on her face with my cum. And now they're all going to be mad at me and everyone's going to leave and everyone's going to break up with me. And I'm going to be the first failure of a bachelor ever. This sucks. So he's mad, but for all the wrong reasons, you know?
Right.
So he goes to have one-on-one dates with the girls, but they're all so lame and boring. And once you've dated this many reality idiots on TV, they all do the same thing. They're like, well, it was really interesting being in that breakup event because it really made me feel things and realize that you're the man for me. Like, they're all just selling, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And so he's talking the whole time about this crazy girl, and he can't believe she would do this, and blah, 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 blah. Jade and Tanner. So then finally it gets to Kristen and she brings in some potato salad. And he's like, thank you. Now, what did she tell you? Because she's like, yeah, it looks like it got really emotional for you there at the end. And he's like, scratching his neck. He wouldn't stop scratching his neck. He's like, what does that mean, emotional? She's like, well,
I promised I wouldn't say anything because I told her that I wouldn't say anything. But like, yeah, you guys had sex.
Yeah.
At Jane Tech's wedding.
Came on her face. And he's like, yeah. Okay, well, I'm kind of uncomfortable. And she goes, well, look, I'm glad that we had this moment because it was a moment of honesty. And yeah. I'm all about honesty. Now, join me tomorrow for Kristen! ! At the end. 9 a.m. Don't forget. You're canceled. She's like, bye. Get out. Also, who's going to want to marry some tattletale? Like, you can't keep a damn secret. You're going to marry
Nick. Oh, they all do.
That boy's full of That boy's full of secrets. He can't have some snitch.
That's true, but they all seem to like the ones that, you know, until the very end, when they're like, I feel like all of our one-on-one time was spent talking about some other people.
Because of you, you gossipy queen. Also, yeah. Did you notice at this part he was getting a little gayer? Because I don't necessarily think he's gay, because his lisp comes from his teeth. Like, his teeth are the wrong size. So I don't know that he's gay, but sometimes he gets a little, like, bitchily gay, which I guess all guys have that side to him. But this part, he was getting a little bitchy, and I liked it.
Yeah.
I like a bitchy bottom, yeah. Nick.
I thought he was very bitchy.
Then the saddest thing this entire 2 hours happened. Don Draper from Mad Men is on a tax commercial. And I almost cried. It's like, what happened to you? That is show just went off the air like 2 years ago. What is wrong with you? Yeah, he's playing like a horse cop. He's one of those cops on a horse. And he's wearing like a hat and just not smiling. And he's clip-clopping around. And two people in a coffee shop are both on laptops. And he's like, hey, I got a secret about which tax place is the best. You're both shopping to get your taxes done or whatever. And they're like, really? And he goes, I'll give you a hint. And then the horse walks around them. And he goes, it's the one colored like money. I was like, what happened to you?
Oh, Don.
Did they pay you scale for that show? I mean, come on. Get some goddamn self-respect. No, he was playing a fucking horse cop.
That is sad.
It was. And then I was done with this show.
So you didn't watch the end?
No, I did watch it. Oh, but okay. I was very sad. So basically, the end is him.
So he, well, hold on. So he has a talk with, so he hears all that.
Right.
Sorry, from Kristen. Getting off here. And he is like, oh, shit. I got to talk to this bitch. Well, then he goes, I've got to find out, like, you know, yeah, we had sex at Jaden Tanner's wedding, which everybody now knows. But I got to find out, like, she didn't contact me. Is that because, you know, she just wasn't, like, into it? So why is she coming back now? Like, she could have contacted me. So is she just, does she like me or does she want to be on TV?
Yes. Which, I mean, he already
knew that. Question.
But I guess he figured he could at least have a lay in the back, you know, in waiting while he was getting through this show. But then she went and blabbed to people, which is a big no-no. I did like that when he pulled her aside, he told her, look, I came on your face at a wedding, okay? We're adults, and we didn't do anything wrong. I like that he said that, you know, because I feel like everybody is so overdramatic. And we see next week the girls acting like they got cheated on or something. Everyone's so overdramatic about it. It's like, oh, geez, they fucked at a wedding. Who doesn't, you know?
Right.
We've all come on the face of some homely person at a wedding. Let's not act like we're so great. But he gave her an opportunity to make it better. He really did. He was like, now look, I mean, I don't understand why if you refuse to give me your number, but then you could have gotten in contact with me, but you didn't, so...
She's like, well, yeah, but, like, after I didn't give you my number, you know, because, like, whatever, I had my own stuff going on, and you had your stuff going on, you know, your own stuff. And he's like, what? She's like, well, you know, like, you were on, like, Bachelor in Paradise, so I couldn't contact you. He goes, yeah, I was there for a month.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, also, some other stuff.
She literally goes, well, I don't like talking on the phone. She's like, I'm not really a phone person with people that I've already got an established relationship with, which is just so stupid. I mean, on its face, it's stupid. But also because she told him first that she didn't want to get in contact with him because she... just figured they would leave it like it was. So they didn't have anything established. Like, she's just an idiot. And he kept giving her so many chances to change it. And she just kept getting dumber and dumber. And he's like, look, I'm looking for excuses to keep this hoe. But I literally don't even know what she's talking about at this point.
Yeah. And he said, he's like, well, what was your reason? Basically, then she's like, well, I just figured like that. Yeah. You know,
she had nothing to say.
Yeah. And he goes, the more she talks, the more I'm like, I have no idea what she's trying to say.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, I think it's just best if I say goodbye tonight. And then she starts getting shaky chin, like she's going to cry.
And yeah.
He walks her to the elevator and he's like, oh, well, here we are, still don't have a boner. Bye. So he sends her down. I thought it was so hilarious that this poor girl is stuck wearing a backless, terrible, tight outfit with, like, a big back tattoo hanging out that doesn't match, like, doesn't fit. And she has to walk away with a Cold Stone Creamery sign above her head. That shit was amazing.
I know. It was sad, but it was good. But it was like, oh, I like that something happened in this episode and it didn't just drag on to the next one.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good episode. And he basically said, look, I've got to tell everybody now because these girls are going to hear it from that, you know, the potato salad lady. And then they're all going to think I'm lying to them. And, right. You know, I mean, this has a chance to totally, you know, Liz me. And by that, I mean, you know, blow up in my face. Right. So, gonna take care of that.
Right. So he goes in and he's like, all right, guys. So I sent Elizalyn home. And the reason why is because just to let you know, we did have a prior thing. I met her before and we had sex at Jade and Tanner's wedding. So.
And Kristen looks like she's gonna poop on the floor. She's like, oh! Yeah. She's shocked.
Yeah.
So it ends. We get to see next week with all the girls like, I cannot believe he lied to me.
But we don't know exactly what he's talking about, do you think? Or do you think that is?
I was assuming it was this, but who knows?
Could it have been a mislead?
I mean, can he fuck up this big again? Is he going to fuck somebody next week? I mean, he could. It's Nick. You never know.
Yeah.
But they're mad that he hooked up with someone, and they're all getting mad at him for being a slut. So the little end tag thing was the dolphin shark girl. And she comes out and she's like, it's an important night for me. I got my boobs a year ago, and it's my boobs' birthday. He's like, wow, congratulations. And she has little boob cupcakes.
That was hilarious.
Happy birthday to her boobs. I like that girl. I'm starting to like dolphin shark. Sorry.
Yeah. So
I
that
won't
was
totally
it.
Cross the line and start liking Cat Lady, but I do like Dolphin Shark so far. All right, Steph. Well, that brings us to the end, girl.
Girl,
everything.
It was fun. Everything. Tomorrow, I'm going to be recording for Crying Out Loud, and our guest is Sean Cassidy.
Rad.
I know. I'm dying.
That is so cool. I saw the Cassidy brothers with Petula Clark on Broadway.
You did?
Yeah, they were in Blood Brothers.
Oh, should I ask them about that?
Well, I mean, do you know anything about it? You don't want me to tell you the whole musical. It was hard enough to sit through, but it was cute. Okay, the point is, this is done. And tomorrow, our special guest on Watch What Crappens is nobody. It's just each other. Losers. Oh. Sitting around talking to no one famous.
I love it.
Tomorrow, my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobook goes up. So go get that because it's a fun week for that. And everybody, thank you so much for supporting us here. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Rose Pricks Pod and on Facebook at Rose Pricks Podcast. We love you guys. We will talk to you soon. Thanks for everything.
Bye.
Bye.